Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our next session. As we have finished off the governing and the conception vessel meridians now, we're heading into the Wei Mos, the yin and the yang Wei Mo meridians. And I'll talk very briefly about them. As always, we tend to end up exploring these quite experientially. And having said that, I'll probably end up showing you a bit more information as we go each week. So just as a very brief overview, the yin and the yang, Wei Mo, they run full body, all the way up from the feet to the head. The yin Wei Mo in particular works a lot with things like clarity, compassion, and helps us to respond to life from that place of clarity and compassion. Now, it also works with the circulation of our blood, our yin, and it works a lot with the Shen. I haven't talked a lot about the Shen recently. It's the understanding of our sense of spirit and that connection to the I am, period. No other words after that are needed. Oh, I'm glitching a little bit, I'm noticing. Let me just check. My internet looks strong. I'm gonna unhook my phone just in case that's creating any glitches. Okay. Other things that can go with this are things like nausea, stomach aches, abdominal tensions, that sort of stuff. Chest pain, back pain can also loop in here with the yin Wei Mo. The other part that we'll talk about as well briefly is the yang Wei Mo. The yang Wei Mo, yang meaning masculine, yin meaning feminine. I think you guys already are well established in that though. The yang Wei Mo works a lot with being the last stage of defense. So it's often this very last stage of defense before more serious things set in. This is a good thing to have nice and strong for us. And it also helps to facilitate really those deep sort of core beliefs and those patterns, those attitudes that we store. It helps to facilitate shifts within that. So we can come to life from a different place of understanding ourselves and our world. What can I say about this guy? It also works with the physical regions to support the health of your musculoskeletal system, your immune system. It works a lot with the hips, the eyes, the ears, and the side of the body. And for myself, I've had some pretty profound experiences with the yang Wei Mo, just in and around the side of the head, around that ear region. This is also an area where we tend to, not from necessarily Chinese medicine, but from bioenergetics, an area where we tend to store stuff around feeling misunderstood and potentially even a disconnect from, pick your word, spirit, God, creator. Okay, I'm not going to belabor too much about these guys, but we'll get into the session and begin to experience it. And on that note, as you make your way to making any adjustments to getting comfy and cozy in that place where you're either sitting or laying for the session so you won't be disturbed, I'm going to invite you to begin here by means of breathing. And as we settle into this breath, every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant, to the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor that and be with that. And as you really receive this nourishment, beginning to notice what seems to happen inside of you as you drink this in, as you take that in. As you are present to that, if anything in there is pleasant, at the very least neutral, taking a moment to drink that in too, to savor that too. And then I'll invite you to either scan your outward environment or your internal environment. And you're scanning again for anything that's pleasant, to the very least neutral. And wherever your attention lands after you look around, noticing what it is you like the most about this place, this space. Taking a few breaths to savor this, drinking this in breath by breath. And as you drink this in, again, noticing how the body responds. And if anything else is pleasant, taking a moment to also be with that and receiving all of this nourishment. And while you drink that in, I'll offer my thanks, especially fitting as we walk into Thanksgiving here in Canada this weekend. I have the biggest gratitude to all of you for being here and for all that's gone into this opportunity to gather here together in these ways. The deepest of thank yous to your villages, your families, your ancestors, your lineages, to all of those that have come before you. And my deepest gratitude to those that have caretaken and stewarded this land, that's nourished us all, that's nourished all of those before us. Thank you for bringing all of you to the table today. And if there's any other messages on that note that you haven't already shared, you're welcome to do so in the chat feature at any time. Thank you for being you. Just as you are. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Caleb. So we are starting off with circulation of lymph through both the yin and the yang Wei Mo meridians. And as we work with them, clearing out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, I see both of the meridians go like, oh, you're paying attention to us? And they have some curiosity, always a good sign. And we need to actually link them both into the heart chakra for connections, for them to find their relationship to each other, as well as individually to all of you. And that in turn is linking into house eight, house of death, rebirth, regeneration, house of hard knocks. Okay, and there's almost a sense of the meridians feeling a bit separate, which is very apropos given that we're working with fear, and fear gives rise to separation. Or the other way around, potentially, separation can give rise to fear. And as we transform fear into practical, healthy action, working with these particular meridians and linking them in now to the navel for its role in connection, to offer that sense of nourishment of being not just connected, but also centered to you. And this is not necessarily a Chinese medicine-y thing. But the yin and the yang Wei Mo meridians, I always consider as having such a profound effect on how we move through life and how it is we tend to come from life. So, are we coming to life from a very serious place, a very playful place, Are we coming to life from a place of curiosity, desiring connection, from a place of numbing out, coping? So to support that all, right, or just simply running the permissions, it's safe to be here for both of the meridians, welcoming them back into the body. It's safe to be right here inside of you. It's safe to be right here. And as we supportively integrate the meridians in these various ways, releasing layer after layer of feeling separate, being separate, and also giving them that sense of connection in relationship to be welcomed just as they are. And what does that mean for you, simply to be welcomed just as you are? Interesting. We're going to link this all into the liver. Okay. There's some excess heat here as well as in the stomach. Some excess fire, excess heat. Which, if it was getting pretty strong, might end up even to the point of like feeling quite nauseous, to throwing up, dryness, lots of symptoms that can go with that. And as we resolve this excess heat that's in the liver and in the stomach, it's as if the stomach, conscious mind, is a little bit too active in chewing on what's making it angry, upset, bothered, and that anger coming in through the liver predominantly is setting the stage for all of this. And underlying it all, the kidneys are in the mix here as well, and there is excess fear essentially about the anger. Fear from the anger being front row center for too long and taking the rest of the system out of balance. So as we resolve all of that with a Sidri, we're going to restore the consciousness of being, having like the appropriate fire in the belly. So excess heat, excess fire, not good, but having that fire in the belly is always a good thing to have, just not good when it gets too excessive. So we can restore what it means to connect to your basic passion, to stand very centered and tall in the fire of who it is you are. The fire in the belly can lead to, from a body talk perspective, the capacity to digest your emotion, your life, your events, your experiences. I grab a Kleenex. Excuse me. And as we work with this, yeah, that fire in that belly can also mean the passion to go for what it is you want, to succeed, to like burn for what it is you desire, what it is you hunger for. And as we run this seed tree, it's going to continue, pardon me, for the next 6 days, so pretty much until we meet again. The seed tree stands for seed, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working, pardon me, also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help the rest of our body-mind to heal. in particular, the nervous and immune system, but it has a wide array on everything. Also working with the balance of yin and yang, feminine and masculine, and then running hydration here, helping the cells to take in that water, that joy, release any impurities that just don't need to be here. Then the D for defrag, much like a computer defrag, like or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here. What remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. All of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of that rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to other possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration and introspection, shift the underlying consciousness, thinking of this as perhaps the release, the surrender, the letting go. As this continues for the next 6 days, we're also going to simultaneously run circulation of all the healing resources through to liver 14, which is one of the balancing points for the yin wei mode, hangs out just below the nipples on that chest there. Okay, beauty. And we're going to tap this part out here. So, invitation to breathe and receive. Giving that just another couple of breaths, letting this part settle on in and integrate. Excuse me. Okay. Okay. Then we're heading into the digestive system tract and the immune system that lives here. It's interesting, the yin wei mo supports the digestive system, and the yang wei mo can have an effect on the immune system. So this is like their center point of where they connect in a way. Excuse me again, my God. Have an almost sneeze. I'm hanging out right on the very edge of that. So there might be this weird sneeze that comes out involuntarily at some point, just as a fair warning. Now, as we work with this meeting point of where the digestive system and the immune system hang out, there is actually like a hunger for wanting to be accepted, a hunger for wanting to be taken in or seen, valued. And as we support this need, desire to be met in those ways, to have that hunger satiated, we're linking it into the element of earth and the sense of taste that works with that all. Excuse me again. And as we link it into the element of earth and that sense of taste, we're working with a pattern here of trying to sort out through the sense of taste and the mouth and the habit of, not the habit, the pattern of how it is you eat, what needs to be accepted and what needs to be rejected. And although we've worked with that theme multiple times, we haven't done it through the lens of eating behavior. So as we work with taking in the sweetness, the joy of life, and not taking in what doesn't make your heart sing through food, supporting the body mind in receiving nourishment energetically through the act itself of eating, the act of nourishing yourself as being an opportunity to receive nourishment, not just from the food, but from the actual act of feeding yourself. In a way, offering a conscious opportunity to repattern getting your needs met that may have been missing from early days in life. In particular, being met in a way that gave your body mind what it is it wanted when it isn't wanted it. And as we look at those particular behavior patterns, and those can actually be really healthy or potentially not, we're gonna run a C3 as well on this, and this is gonna continue for the next 4 days. And as we do this, linking it into the various different endocrines that signal the digestive system through the hormones to have that sensation of hunger, satiety. And as we work with this all, running simultaneously the permission statements, I am enough, I am enough. And in essence, looking for that sense of value in a way that gets to be tied into just the act of receiving nourishment and not from the food itself. Okay, interesting. As we work with that all, it's linking into the solar plexus chakra to supportively digest nourishment. And although that might be the food, it's more so, again, just simply the act of nourishment itself. As we support the body mind in taking this nourishment in these ways, linking this all into a cell repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And we're actually going through the family lines. We're going through dad's side. We're going back 6 generations. Okay, and we're working on an emotional frequency here, and it's actually of terror of starvation. Okay. And whether that was through famine or the stories of famine, there was this intense terror of starvation. Okay, and that can lead to excess or deficiency, meaning we might tend to eat things that aren't really healthy for us or working for our system, and that varies with everybody's body mind. Or the other side, it might be the excess of that. So as we support the body mind in finding the balance point here, bringing in circulation of all those healing resources once again to the hypothalamus, which hangs out as a part of the limbic emotional brain, and working with, in particular, its set point around metabolism. So how is it we're digesting our world, our life, our events, and our food? And then we're linking this back into that where we started, the restoration of the fire in the belly. And we're just working with the essence of like, how much am I willing to take in? How much of life am I willing to take in? And it's almost like there's this little wall in the Wei Qi in the front body, in front of those meridians, yin and yang. And the yang is a little bit more on the side and the back, in all fairness, but where it runs in the region, in where it runs in the front, there's like this little wall that says, ah, I'm not so sure about taking this in life. And the wall is, it's a subtle wall, it's not an overt one, but it's one of just like, ah, I'm just gonna be hesitant, I'm gonna be cautious. And it's been reinforced because, well, there's a lot of pats on the back that we might get for just taking your time and being cautious. Very practical thing to do. And it is, unless it's not. And if it's not, then we might end up getting really stuck. And we might end up telling ourselves that things are too scary or too big or too whatever, fill in the blanks, some form of fear. That gets in the way of us being willing to take that risk. Okay, and this is linking into when the cord was cut and the memory of having to basically starve for air until the system got caught up again, which sends an initial pattern to the nervous system to say, there isn't enough, there will never be enough. Yeah, you have to struggle for what it is you want. You have to struggle for basic nourishment. You have to struggle for what it is you need. In essence, you have to struggle. And as we work with this, looking at that belief system, you have to struggle. Running circulation of all the healing resources. And we're doing it for, interestingly enough, the minor chakras. Okay, the minor chakras in particular on the limbs, on the hand, elbow, shoulder, foot, knee, hip. And the limbs are centers for doing, for reaching out and being in life, for grabbing things, for taking action, for moving forward. And as we work with this pattern through the minor chakras, working, pardon me, running circulation of all the healing resources through to there, we're going to simultaneously link this into house 12 for releasing any old toxicities that don't need to be here, for surrendering, for allowing, for peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. What if you are not your caution? And I see that wall in front of you get a little bit smaller by about half. And then we're actually going to go now into dad's, pardon me, into mom's side of the family lines after we dealt with dad's. And this time we're going back 5 generations. And I just hear the words almost like my mom's voice. You don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're getting into. And seeding, essentially seeding doubts and seeding you don't have what it takes. Yeah, and as we work with this, we're actually unhooking those seeds that have come down through the family lines, through the last 5 generations. It's in essence carrying the consciousness of being undermined by the feminine. And it's linked to the belief system that nourishment, nurturing is undermining. So there's this idea that nurturing and nourishment are pathological in some way, shape, or form. Okay, and then we're linking that very directly to the yin wei mo meridian and helping to restore again its capacity to come to life from a place of compassion. We're linking it into the very compassion centers themselves and hang out in the center of the upper chest. This is not a body talk thing, this is a breath work thing. And as we work with those compassion centers, I see this very like gentle pulsation begin to come alive within them. And I just hear the phrase, how lightly can I hold myself? How gently can I be with what hurts within myself? And as we support the centers of compassion in allowing you to meet yourself in ways of tenderness, to meet your tenderness in a new way, linking it into the very midline of the body, into that conception vessel meridian. And I just see her welcoming the yin wei mo, almost like an old friend, and giving her like a really big, juicy hug. And you know when you haven't seen someone who's really close to you in a very long time and you finally get to connect and you have that big, huge hug, there's that moment of just sweet connection and support and restoration of what it means to be in that state of connection that nourishes, in connections that nurture. And in essence, just reminding your entire system what it's like to have that depth of intensity of the supportiveness of connection. And every relationship has its own sort of level, if you want to call it that, of what it offers you and what feels really good about it. And as we remind the body of what it means to have the best of that for itself, it's as if its bar and its standards for connection begin to rise. And as it's rising with it, self-worth rises. And as self-worth begins to elevate, actually see the upper body also begin to open up as if it was just ever so slightly in a fetal type of posture, as if you're like hunched over your keyboard at work. And opening that on up to be able to stand tall in your dignity, to stand tall and proudful in a good way, in the honor of the essence of you. As we support the body, mind, and landing really strongly in this sense of self for you, unwinding a few different connective tissue adhesions through predominantly the back of the neck where it joins onto the rib cage, and the bottom of the rib cage where it joins onto the lumbar spine. It almost looks like, if I could turn it sideways, one of those candies that are like twist tied with the plastic wrappers around them. And as we unwind this candy, imagining that it's vertical on either side of the rib cage, we're just literally unwinding what's here. And as we unlock that candy, revealing the sweetness that's within this rib cage. As those adhesions unwind, revealing the sweetness that's perhaps latently waiting to be expressed through this entire rib cage. In essence, releasing just little layers of protection that allow for the sweetness of your heart to shine through in a new way. And I see it shining through, in particular, the front and the side body, but it's a little blocked in the back body. There's this protective layer of like callus or coldness. There's just excessive cold energy here. Predominantly coming from fear of connections that have not gone so well, or those relationships that haven't been so supportive or healthy for you. Although they may have served to bring your attention to here, so in a way, they're good too. And as we work through the layers of the impact of the lack of support, or potentially even all the way up to abuse. Just gently releasing shame and guilt and reminding the heart and you that how others treated you was not necessarily a reflection of your self-worth. It may have been just a pattern of conditioning that was inherited through the family lines, that was learned, that was taught. And as we support this heart, back of hearts, and releasing what was never its to hold on to in the first place, I just hear the heart go with curiosity, "Oh, it wasn't personal?" It's like, "Yeah, no, it wasn't. They didn't know what they were doing at all. And I'm so sorry that you had to have that experience." And as we release it, linking it through to again those centers of compassion, restoring the back of the heart with its connection to compassion. And the back of the heart is a really common place where we hide what we don't want other people to see. So as we open that up and loosen that on up, coming out of it is the energy of like, "I'm so mad at you. And I'm so scared of you." So those times when you thought you shouldn't express anger, and also the times when you thought you had to protect your expression of fear, as we release those, the fear part is coming off of the back of the right heart, and the anger is coming off of the back of the left side of the heart. And as that releases, I just hear from the very center of the core of the heart go, "Ah, it's safe to be me." And as soon as I say that, those layers of protection begin to just spontaneously dissolve into energy, vitality, to neutral energy for the body mind to use for healing. And as the heart, back of the heart in particular, begins to lighten up, there's this gentle sense of harmony that begins to spread throughout the entire body mind, linking it first to that yin and that yang way, pardon me, yin and yang way mo meridians. And then from there through to, again, that digestive system tract, which is encompassing also the immune system. And in the same way that nourishment gets distributed from a physical level, meaning you digest it and then it spreads out to the rest of you, working with it and not patterning. So supporting the body mind and receiving it through the yin and the yang way modes, digestive and immune system. And then from there to all the cells that receive nourishment on a physical level, supporting the body mind, which is all of them, supporting the body mind in distributing that and absorbing that by linking it into the lung meridian, which works with energetic circulation. And I just hear the words, you deserve to be well taken care of, well nurtured, well nourished. You deserve to be well taken care of. And again, this is speaking in a way to the rising of standards, the rising of self-worth and self-esteem. And that's thinking now into the sphenoid, that master bone in the skull, which takes all the energy of the meridians and shines it onto the brain, as well as a variety of things. We work with the sphenoid a lot in body talk. And as it supports alignment in various different ways throughout all of the skull bones, it also optimizes basic circulation of all the healing resources through the head. And there's this stuckness in particular on the left side. And there's this energy of like burying your head in the sand and not wanting to see what's before you that's not serving you well. And we're just releasing this to support you in living with eyes wide open as much as or as little as feels right for you. And as we offer the invitation to see through this new eyes, these new eyes, opening up the sphenoid bone to be able to be a little bit more mobile and flexible and move and groove again as we restore that. In the very center of the sphenoid sits this little saddle where the pituitary hangs out, the cella turcica. And through this rocking motion that the sphenoid does with the breath, it's stimulating the pituitary gland to regulate all the hormones in the entire body. And this is linking back into those digestive hormones that signal fullness, satiety, and hunger. And just finding again the right balance of what's nourishing, what's nurturing. And as we support the body mind in finding this healthy balance of being able to digest food, life, and emotions, and events, and experiences, and everything else that it's a ripple down effect from, I see it as most powerfully digesting anything that's getting in the way of that low self-esteem. Or supporting, driving that low self-esteem that might be linked to behaviors around eating and nurturing yourself that aren't serving you well. And then we're linking that into all of the endocrines and all five senses for the consciousness of sensuality. Bringing in an invitation here as well of what if this actually gets to feel good again now? What if this actually gets to feel good again now? Okay, beauty. And that's all linking right back into the navel. Bringing in the essence of connection to self. And as you reconnect to yourself on the other side of sorting out those various different behavior patterns around food, nourishment, it's linking into the Ming Men, that pilot light of the body, which is interesting. It doesn't usually flow that way, but as it's showing up this way, let's see what it wants to do. Okay, this is sort of riffing off of the same theme as before, and it's working with connection, navel, to the environment, Ming Men, to take in the relationships, partnerships, connections that nourish you the most. And when I say relationships, that might be romantic, but it could also be family, friends, clients. You get the idea. As we support the body, mind, and drinking that all in, linking this into house 12 for releasing, surrendering, allowing, making some space, and peeling back again the layers of who it is you are not, and linking that through to the liver meridian. And we need to actually run a full lymphatic drainage for the entire liver. And as we do so, it's cleaning out the type of anger where you like use it to justify things and your actions and yourself. It's like, well, I'm right. Got that tone, righteous anger. And as we work with that, in particular at the base of the liver, we're unhooking the essence of I know better, I know best, and we're restoring the consciousness of humility. Okay, beautiful. And as we work with that, we're linking it all the way up to the crown. And from here, releasing patterns of deriving self-importance in ways that haven't been the most nurturing and supportive for you. So maybe coming to it from a place where we lack humility, for instance, places where we come to it from an egotistical expression. What if you can find an importance within yourself that has nothing to do with anything other than humility? Might be a bit of a mind fuck, but feel free to play with that as much or as little as you like. And as we work with this, linking it into governing vessel 21 that governs all of our habit patterns, governs that myelin sheath, that coating of the nervous system where those habit patterns are stored. And from here, we're unhooking the pattern of, or the belief, really, pardon me, that I need to suppress myself. I need to hold myself back because I'm too much for the rest of the world to handle. In essence, unhooking a layer of false humility. Beautiful. And as we unhook that from there, releasing it as well, excuse me, through the entire endocrine system, which was almost mistaking false humility for sensuality. Okay. And then we're linking that all into the Yang Wei Mo Meridian for its role in being able to traverse paradigms and those sort of deeper core patterns of your beliefs, your attitudes, and your life. And we're working here with the governing vessel 14 point that influences it. Okay. And as we work with governing vessel 14, we've talked about this guy a fair amount. It's at the very base of the neck at C7 vertebrae. It's been a while since we've talked about it. And it governs all things yang, or all things masculine, or all things around taking action in a new way, producing results from a different place. As well as the center for vitality and healing. And as we link all of the awareness of the sensual endocrines into this center of action, supporting its capacity to move forward from this new place of understanding. As well as to be able to very specifically have different relationships, whether that's with a person, with food, with your self-esteem, or anything else, to have a different connection, without having to come from a place of false humility, and being able to find that sense of general ease again. And as we support the body mind in taking actions that may not actually feel so easeful, but might produce ease, it might actually feel quite unfamiliar, and it might not actually feel all that delightful to begin with. As we support the governing vessel 14 and coming alive again, we actually need to hook it into fire. We're taking that excess fire that wasn't supportive for the fire in the belly, that was hanging out in the liver and the stomach, and we're just simply moving it over back to its original home. The masculine, the yang, is meant to have fire. It's meant to take action. It's meant to take the risk of trying something new without having to hang out in this place of cautious uncertainty. And to, even if it fails, dust itself off, pick itself up, and try again. This is the fieriness that we have as little ones, where we fall down and we stand back up and we try to walk again. And as we're learning, we continue to fall and stand up, fall and stand up. So in essence, this is restoring the capacity for that resiliency to fall and stand back up again. And as we do so, unhooking the, well, I tried, I did my best, and any other voices of false humility that might be feeding a little bit of apathy that says, maybe just be cautious. And as we release all those varying faces of fear, in essence, it's mostly coming off of the back of the neck, as well as the sides of the neck. And anything on the neck tends to get in the way of how it is we can take in possibilities. So as we release this, restoring the capacity to take in new possibilities. And we're tapping here, invitation to breathe and receive. Just giving that another breath or two, letting this part integrate in its own way. And we're heading into the regular breathing diaphragm. And it's got this essence of just feeling like defeated or overwhelmed. It's carrying within that a fear of not being able to change in the way that it wishes to. It's got this essence of, like, I can't do that. And as we release that from the back of the diaphragm, in particular, is where it seems to be mostly hanging out, I see the front of the diaphragm begin to expand and open up. And as it does so, taking the entire spine out of that stop posture and opening up to its fullest expression of what I like to call the go posture. Or coming out of fetal life and into your tallness, your bigness. And as that releases from the diaphragm, supporting the body mind and opening up in these ways. Running lymphatic drainage. For the pancreas reflex point that helps to take in that sweetness of life, that feels that embrace of the universe, that integrates all things masculine, feminine. And linking that to both the yin and the yang wei mo meridians as it does so. And I see that as supporting the capacity to overcome those sort of deeper paradigms, beliefs, in a way that comes from compassion and adds to compassion, that supportively enhances your clarity. And we're linking that all into house number 12, releasing, surrendering, allowing, peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. And then we're doing an emotional release of all of the emotions, in particular fear, of the system being in a state of shock. May have been birth, I don't have any details. Most of us experience shock when we're born. And or any other instances of undigested shock energy that are still lingering as an incomplete sort of response within the system. And the shock is hanging out through the entire chest. And it's creating this just a sense of unnecessary disorientation or feeling a little like we're drifting in space or feeling just like not ourselves, feeling lost in a way. Potentially even feeling lost within ourselves and there's feeling like a no way out. Okay, and as we work with this, we're actually unhooking a past life of someone being adrift at sea and basically dying on the water with no way back to land and no way back to safety and no way back to, or no way to call, like no way to communicate. And coped with it as one would. By trying to numb out, cope out, and going into apathy. So, as we release this disorientation through the chest, and keeping in mind, we don't think of past lives how most do. We don't think that you yourself have lived before or that you go on to live again, but rather that when somebody passes on, all their unresolved energies enter into a giant pool. When a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water. And they sort that out in their lifetime. Okay. And this particular past life of being set adrift at sea has a little bit more to the story. It was actually a banishment. It was a purposeful excommunication of sorts from the tribe, from the group of people, the village. And being set adrift at sea was a form of being outcast. So this was like a punishment, not like an honorable death type of a situation. And there was intense fear and intense resentment of both. Which explains where some of that fear and that anger from the back of the heart were coming from as well earlier. So those parts have been resolved, but as we work with the other layers to this particular past life, running the permissions, it's safe to return home. You're welcome now. It's safe to return home. You're welcome now. As we run those permissions to resolve both our past life as well as any lingering patterns that remain from it within your chest, your heart, your lungs, it's safe to return home. You're welcome now. It's perfect timing as the sun comes up from underneath the clouds, and I'm feeling very welcomed by the sunshine right now in this moment. And as you return back home to you, to this body, mind, to this heart, and to all that it feels, running the related permissions, it's safe to come alive here again. It's safe to come alive here again. And it's safe to feel these feelings. And as we invite your energy to return in this way, restoring your sense of fullness within you, running the circulation of all those healing resources one more time for all things chest. And then we're linking that into the Yin Wei Mo Meridian one more time for its understanding of what it means to be not just compassionate, but to have clarity on the compassion of what it means to be at home within yourself. Pretty tough to be compassionate, which literally translates to be with suffering, to be with the suffering of others, if we're not at home within ourselves. So as we restore this in these various ways, tapping this out here and breathing here, however feels right. Just giving that another few breaths. And any time it feels right to return to that resource that you found earlier, what felt pleasant outwardly or inwardly inside you, feel free to do so. And I have a short song. It's only 2.5 minutes. It's called Intention. It's by, I have to look my hand up, the sun's so bright. It's by Earthrise Sound System and Morley. The album is called The Yoga Sessions. I invite you to just take these next couple minutes to breathe and be here.
La 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 la
In the chat feature for the song title again. The song is just called The Word Intention by Earthrise Sound System and Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, from the album The Yoga Sessions. And thank you so much for calling this medicine in. Thank you for bringing all of you to the table today. And thank you for all of you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Blessings on your journeys, love. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Okay. Bye for now, loves. You're most welcome. And let me know how you get on with everything, y'all. If anybody needs any additional support,